Vang's defense attorney, Stephen Cohn, denies he played the race card in defending his client, but he says there's no doubt racial prejudice played a role in the killings. He told the jury their job is to decide whether or not Vang was defending himself when he shot the victims.
He does not have to run away. He does not have to try to outrun a bullet. He has a right to defend himself based on what he perceives as happening to him.
But Attorney General Peg Lautenschlager told the jury, the evidence shows the only people who had the right to self-defense were the victims.
Those hunters were scared. Those hunters ran. Those hunters didn't look like a group that was coming after Mr. Vang. Mr. Vang wasn't scared. He was angry. Mr. Vang wanted to get back at those folks who he believed, in his own words, disrespected him.
She says Vang used his military training as a National Guard's marksman to hunt down those who had yelled at him. Vang has acknowledged shooting all the victims and said he did so because he feared for his life. If convicted, Vang faces a possible 6 consecutive life terms in prison. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio, in Hayward.